Welcome back to the Special Ed Strategist podcast, where we bridge learning gaps and empower families to access the special education services they need. I am your host, Wendy Taylor, and I'm thrilled to kick off season three with you. Our podcast is your go-to resource for special education, offering expert insights, inspiring stories, and actionable tips to help your child thrive. In this season, we'll dive deeper into the world of special education. So whether you're a parent, educator, or passionate advocate, join us in this journey. To make this season unforgettable, please like, listen, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Your support helps us reach more families and create a stronger, more inclusive future for our children. So hit that subscribe button, join our community, and let's make season three a game changer. Thanks to listeners like you. Today in my solo episode, I'm talking about IEP, Individualized Education Program or Plan, and the facilitation process. So not a meeting. In terms of a meeting, we're talking about facilitated IEPs. So IEP facilitation is a voluntary process that comes into play when all parties involved in an IEP meeting agree that a neutral third party would facilitate communication and successfully draft the student's IEP. It's important to note that this process isn't necessary for most IEP meetings. It's typically utilized when there's a sense that issues at the meeting are creating an impasse or a negative, conflicting atmosphere. So here are some critical points. Not all states have IEP meeting facilitators. While it's considered a best practice and a valuable tool, it's not mandatory by the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA. Therefore, states are not required to provide IEP meeting facilitators. However, the Office of Special Education Programs, or OSEP, does acknowledge the process and even provides resources on facilitated IEP meetings. If your IEP situation is already contentious, bringing an outside facilitator may help diffuse tensions and create a more constructive atmosphere. On the flip side, it is essential to consider how your IEP team may react to the idea of an external facilitator. If they feel things are progressing well, they may take offense or perceive it as a lack of trust. It's also crucial to acknowledge that if you choose to have your meeting facilitated, it might result in a slight delay. States typically have a limited number of facilitators on staff who need to schedule and attend meetings across a wide geographic area. If you're considering IEP meeting facilitation, I recommend looking at your state's procedural safeguard booklet. That is something that you should receive at the beginning of every single IEP meeting. It is your parents' rights. So you'll usually find this information about your state's dispute resolution options and procedures in the back. You should find agencies you can contact for assistance if it's not there. Now, let's address a fundamental point: why IEP facilitation is even considered. The truth is that parents often reach out when they're facing challenges in the special education process. While I wish I could say I receive as many positive stories as negative ones, the reality is that parents often contact facilitated IEPs or IEP facilitators when things aren't going well. So in recent years, I've noticed a concerning trend. Parents report feeling gaslighted, condescended, and belittled during these IEP meetings. So moreover, many parents either cannot find an IEP advocate or cannot afford one. This is where the significance of IEP meeting facilitators come into play. They offer a neutral presence at these meetings, which can boost your confidence and navigate the complex world of special education. It's worth noting that the climate of special education has not necessarily improved in recent years. So, in fact, some argue it has worsened. Increased requests for facilitators may signal the need for change within the system. We can always hope, right? So one key point to remember is that IEP facilitators are not hearing officers and do not possess the authority to make decisions for the parties if they cannot agree. Instead, they are an impartial third-party neutrals with a deep understanding of special education law and procedure. Their role is to guide the dynamics of the meeting, ensure respectful interactions, hearing all perspectives, and maintaining focus on the issues and future actions. Let's explore some of the key questions and insights that often surround independent facilitated IEP team meetings. So who can request an IEP meeting to be facilitated? The answer is simple. Either the parent or the school can request an independent facilitator to assist with an IEP meeting. However, both parties must agree to participate voluntarily in this process. And then who serves as an IEP meeting independent facilitator? So independent facilitators are trained volunteers from community mediation centers, often in the same jurisdiction as the school. They've completed extensive training and mediation skills, have experience mediating various disputes, and have undergone specialized training in IEP team meeting facilitation. Crucially, they remain impartial and do not take sides in decision making. So what are the benefits of these independent facilitated IEP team meetings? Well, those who have experienced them report many advantages. They report maintaining a focus of the students' needs, encouraging active participation from all parties, strengthening positive working relationship between parents and school staff, creating opportunities for innovative and win-win solutions, providing a free non-confrontational service, model effective communication and listening skills, clarify points of agreement and disagreement, and encouraging the identification of new options to address unresolved problems. So it's essential to clarify the independent facilitated IEP team meetings are distinct from mediation under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. These meetings occur during regular IEP team meetings, typically led by the school system. There is no written agreement other than the IEP, and this process is not mandated under IDEA. Mediation is typically used when there is a significant disagreement that parties cannot resolve on their own and may address a broader range of issues. One of the critical aspects of this process is maintaining the confidentiality of the student and family. Parents must provide consent for the school to share confidential information with the independent facilitator, ensuring that privacy is upheld. Now, you may be wondering who pays for that independent facilitator. So the good news is that there's no cost, remember they're volunteers, to parents or the school for this service. It's provided as part of the regular IEP meeting. If you're interested in having an independent facilitator IEP team meeting, but your school system doesn't currently offer this service, you can reach out to the local school system's director for special education. The goal is to expand this valuable service to all school systems interested in providing it to parents and school personnel. So before we wrap up, remember that facilitated IEP meetings adhere to the same legal regulations and requirements as any other IEP meeting. The significant difference is the presence of an impartial facilitator who guides the process. Thank you again for tuning into another solo episode of the Special Ed Strategist podcast. I hope you found today's podcast insightful and valuable. Before we sign off, remember to show your support by liking, sharing, and subscribing to our podcast. Your engagement helps us continue our mission of empowering families and bridging learning gaps in special education. Don't forget to spread the word about the Special Ed Strategist podcast with your friends, family, and colleagues who may benefit from our content. Together, we can make a difference in the lives of children with special needs. I am your host, Wendy Taylor, and I can't wait to bring you more inspiring content in the future. Until next time, stay informed, stay inspired, and keep making a positive impact. Goodbye for now.